you guys will preach to me and say, QB, I get straight to the point when I go P for P. But I'm telling you, look, it is still work. You still got to go out. You got to find the one that you like. You got to negotiate. And even that is still not a guarantee. You can still go home alone. What's cracking? It's your boy QB Passport Flex and coming to you back with another video. And today we're going to talk about attracting women based on physical appearance versus paying for women. Currently in this dating realm, there has been a lot of arguments and opposition between content creators such as myself and what dating philosophy works best. And I'm going to say, for guys that are generally wanting an organic experience with a woman, whether it's casually or long term, you should date a girl that likes you for your looks and personality, not for your wallet. And in this video, I'm going to break that down between myself and Homies Hub. And I'm very passionate about a video like this. And it's probably going to be one of the most important videos on my channel because I was a guy that was very similar to a Homies Hub and had the same belief system. And it took experience of being burnt by these type of women that changed my whole perspective. So if you guys are new to the channel, go ahead and hit a like, subscribe. So here I'm going to break this down. You guys can make a conscious decision. Let me know what you think in the comment section below. What has been your experience? But I can tell you, no one in this YouTube realm has been successful long-term dating women that solicit themselves to others. It's such a dangerous dating strategy. And to be honest with you, I think it's a form of cuckolding. Knowing that the woman that you're dating is in this line of work and she can be brought by any man at any time, you have no advantage and you cannot control that situation. And so that's why it's important that you should consider dating women organically. And the way you can attract beautiful women is going to be based on your appearance. Obviously, charisma matters as well, but put yourself in a winning position. All right, in this video here, he's going to talk about San Juan, Puerto Rico, a place that I hear a lot of good things about. I've never been to Puerto Rico, but I have a really good friend that told me San Juan is a great place to meet girls. He learned some Spanish out there, and I believe he did about 30 days. Puerto Rico is obviously still USA territory. However, there are a lot of tourists that still go there because of family. Another place to see outside of the US that doesn't require a passport. The weather is very nice, and it's really cheap to get there from Florida. The nightlife scene, from what I saw on YouTube videos, seems pretty vibrant with lounges, nightclubs, block parties, hookah places. So if you are a person that likes to go out, have fun, and you're a single dude, it seems like Puerto Rico is a good place to visit. But let's see what Homies have talked about Puerto Rico.
All right, bro. We're in Old San Juan right now. Definitely a place to bring a girl. Clubs is cool, but they're way too expensive. Girls is cool, way too expensive. I say you just vibe out here with your shorty, take pictures. You know what I'm saying? But Uber driver was just telling us that there's other cities and he thinks San Juan is probably one of the worst cities to come to.
Well, I think there's not a lot of videos on San Juan regarding freelancing girls, girls that are working in Puerto Rico. I don't even know if they have a strip club there. They might, but you see that it's during the day. He's talking about his experience that night or the previous night and doesn't look like he had a successful time out there, but let's continue.
If you a young nigga trying to get on your passport, bro, shit, that's just my advice. Obviously, there's not a lot of videos on YouTube about San Juan in general, so in terms of like passport bro shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas out here to meet women, obviously. That's why niggas come out, that's why niggas travel to meet women. There's definitely women here. I would say if you come out here as a young dude, talk to the locals, learn a little bit of Spanish, even though you don't have to because they speak English. But learn how to say a couple things in Spanish. Speak that Spanglish out here because they gonna speak Spanglish out here. You know what I'm saying? For real. It's just, you just catch a vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like, the place we was at, the local girls walking around, walking their dog, they're very friendly, you know, like, they'll talk to you and shit. I personally, from personal experience, I really wouldn't talk to the tourist girls out here because you're really wasting your time if you want to be real with you. Like, you didn't come to Puerto Rico to talk to a girl from Texas, you know what I'm saying? But you will find a lot of Puerto Rican and Mexican girls that's coming from the city out to Puerto Rico to vibe.
The girl's beautiful and you notice that she's attracted to you, why not talk to her? Tourists or not, you're on vacation, you're there to have a good time. QB disagree.
Because obviously it's a culture they want to experience, they speak Spanish, they feel comfortable out here. Much more than if you were a black dude or maybe even a white dude. But I would say, it's like I fucking pay for storage and can't even use the storage. I was gonna say anyways, one thing to just be aware of out here, if I haven't already said that shit, and it just be my, it might be just my personal experience, but there's definitely a preferential, in my opinion, for lighter skinned dudes.
Now that was very telling. Do Spanish women in general have a preference for light-skinned men? I think that's very subjective. In a place like Puerto Rico, where you have Black Puerto Ricans, brown Puerto Ricans, and white Puerto Ricans, it's a pretty good mix compared to other places in Latin America. But for him, he was noticing the lighter men, it could be lighter Black men, Spanish men, or white men, were getting preferential treatment compared to him. Now, I will say this. In certain places in Latin America, the women will definitely make it known that they just do not like Black men. And I think a lot has to do with your overall look. But he's saying there is a preferential treatment towards lighter men.
You know what I'm saying? Unless you like fit maybe like a certain kind of archetype, you know, and it really depends on who you run into. But if you run into one of those real bad bitches, unless you're a heavy spender, heavy spender, you're gonna end up spending three times what somebody else might spend just because you're a dark skinned dude.
I still disagree with the whole race. Again, if you're in good shape, you would do well no matter where the country is. But being overweight, being an American, you're going to get taxed. They're going to tax you on the weight. They're going to tax you on being American. And then they're going to tax you on being Black. So you're getting hit three times.
Especially if you're in a strip club or something like that. Make sure you should still record it. I had a couple girls staring me down. It was lighter complected. They might have been local. They might have been people that's just living out here. So it really depends on, you know, like the archetype. But universally, when you go country to country, there's definitely a preference for dudes of a more slender build, lighter skin, shit like that. So just be aware of that when you a Black dude, and big yourself up, because if you are a Black dude that do get girls and you are able to, like, you know, like, maneuver, it's much harder for you versus if you were a lighter complected person. You know what I'm saying? So
yes, there you go. If you're a fit dude, whether you're team dark skin, mid shade, or light skin, you're gonna win. And just because you are a lighter Latino doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna be able to attract women just because you fit that race norm. With those guys, they still need to be in decent shape, have something about them that just attracts women from their physical presence. All right, let's go ahead and check out this next video by the homies of Dating Latinas in Colombia. Let's see what he has to say.
The things and all the different kinds of nuances that you would need to know.
I just feel a little unease with these girls and the drinks, and he's on what appears to be his laptop. I know he has a camera there, which is good, but these women are very bold. But let's continue.
Somebody that wants to date overseas, especially in Latin American countries. So I'm just going to jump right into this, okay? Screw it. No real intro. Okay, so I have been out of the country a bunch of times. I don't really know off the top of my head how many times I've been out of the country, but I'm going to basically just talk about my dating life outside of the U.S. and dealing with women that are not necessarily from the U.S. or not native to the U.S. and dealing with women that are native to the U.S., but their culture is different, right? Like, they're not Black, okay? I'm going to talk about that kind of experience and what you should expect when you start dating overseas. Some of the things people don't talk about, especially because a lot of these YouTube pages are ran by Black guys, and I love it. And I love seeing Black men go around the country. And, you know,
why is he not interacting with these girls? I mean, it's clearly obvious that these women are just giving the camera attention, but not him attention. I don't know, man.
Get their just desserts. But there is something that you have to keep in mind as you are navigating there. Okay. And I'm just going to jump in and just straight up say it, right? Women across the world love Black men, but women across the world love Black men the way that, you know, somebody loves candy or someone loves cake. Like, it's sweet for you, it tastes good, but it's not good for you, and it's not something that you should have long term, right? And get there.
They love Black men, but they didn't love you in Puerto Rico. What happened, player? I will say this. There are women of all races that do love Black men. However, you have to be that brother that fits in that niche to where women desire you universally. And those women will usually say, hey, I normally don't go for Black men, but you are the exception. Now, the question is Homies Hub one of those Black dudes?
This is kind of the mentality that comes from just like generations of just racism, whitewashing, oppression, things like that. And as I've said in previous videos, colorism and racism is a real thing in Colombia, whether they like to admit it or not. A lot of them don't like to admit it. They like to all say that they're, you know, oh no, we're all African, but it's BS. There's a lot of colorism. And you can see that when you go to, you know, I've only been to Cartagena and Medellin, but you can literally see that, and from other YouTube videos, that like people of color are on the bottom of the totem pole there. I think across the world, people of color are at the bottom.
I mean, the girls are just literally just staring at the camera. They're not giving him any affection and attention. I mean, what is really the point of having these women in your video? I'm being honest here.
Bottom of the totem pole in countries where you have fair skinned people. Economically, like, I don't see a lot of business owners or people that have money or are well off that are people of color that are native to bottom of the totem pole.
Chat, let me know right now. Do you think these women are freelancers, working girls that he paid to make a video, or these are girls that were just really feeling his vibe? Let me know.
Colombia. I have not seen it. I'm going there again, you know, to do more research. And I don't like to just, you know, paint a vague picture or just one picture or one size fits all picture on a place. But based off my research, what I've done online, what I've seen and physically being there, I'm like, yeah, no. Okay. So that being said, but you're probably a first worlder black guy, right? So you're going to be able to get any girl that you want. But from to what extent do you have this woman? Do you have her for a fun time? Do you have her for, you know, as a short-term girlfriend? Does she seek to actually have a family and have kids with
you? See, this is another issue here. Being black and traveling, you won't be able to get any girl you want. These women have to find you attractive. And in certain places, you got to be well-rounded. You got to have decent social skills. They have to feel your vibe. The new term is Riz, which I don't like that. It's just basically social skills, charisma. You have to be that dude to where you're cool to hang out with, and I'm going to break the rules for you. I don't think it's him in this situation where the girls are actually breaking the rules for him. But let's see.
Now, when you're dating Latinas or white girls, whether they're in the U.S. or they're in Colombia, they're holding you to a standard that they usually probably wouldn't hold somebody of their own race. Okay, just keep this in mind. I have dated tons of Latinas, like, you know what I mean? And my longest relationship with one, she never introduced me to her parents as her boyfriend. I was her friend, even though, like, I was her boyfriend for years, was rocking with her for years, went through college together, never introduced me to her parents as her man. And I don't know if this has to do with me being black, but I do know her parents did show some, like, concern if we might have been dating. You know, at least her mom did, right? Because now she gets pregnant and she has a kid. That kid is dark. And no matter what they tell you, they're not that embracing of a dark-skinned child. I don't necessarily know if it's a superiority complex or it's like a concern, like, this child's dark-skinned and they're going to have a harder life and things like that. I will say people of color do have a harder life generally across the world. But this is why we have this channel, because I want to talk about this stuff, right? And I want to reinforce the idea that if you are...
She gave you a nice bro hug. Okay. My boss says I can stay here for about 2 hours. That's going to be 3 bills. Are you good with that?
Are looking to excel in a world that is dominated by fair-skinned men and white men, conquistadors, okay? You have to be 10 times better than your competition as a black guy.
If you got to be 10 times better, that includes being in shape, right? Losing the weight, dealing with regular women, not prepagas. But let's continue.
You know what I mean? Like, and I say this to say, you know, when you're dealing with these women from other cultures and they're going to deal with you as a black guy and maybe take you serious, they're looking for the cream of the crop.
I mean, this dude looks kind of pissed. Like, I got these girls here. I'm trying to negotiate a price, and I hope this all goes well so I can make content for you guys. You guys. You guys in the Discord, YouTube, the Homies Hub. This is what I want.
They're looking for a guy that's in shape, got his finances together. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's not really, not saying they don't like the thug aesthetic, but that's all short term. If we're talking about long term, like, you need to be a chameleon. Even though your base color is black, you fit in everywhere. I'm not telling you to change who you are, because I'm not changing who I am. I'm not telling you to yes sir, no sir to nobody, because I definitely don't do that for anybody. But I'm educated. I got my degree. I'm thinking about going to go get my master's. I'm making sure that my income is rolling in, or at least I set up opportunities to make more income. I'm getting really well versed with AI, computer, you know, digital nomad things. And I'm just really, like, respectful, but I'm not someone that you're gonna walk over. You know what I mean? So as a black guy, you want to come as the cream of the crop, because now when she brings you home, the dad, you give him a nice firm handshake with your brolic ass forearm and tight finger grip and strength, and you look him in his eyes and you say, hello, how you doing, sir? Right? And then he can look at you from head to toe. He sees that you're well put together. You can take care of his daughter. He feels more comfortable. Okay. The only father at that point that's not going to be comfortable is really just because he really is racist. But usually I think the insecurity comes from the idea, like, this man might not take care of my daughter, or he might not stick around my daughter. Right?
Again, the constant texting, no interaction, no affection towards him. I mean, brother, what is this? Honestly, this was an L in my honest opinion, bro. But let's continue with your story.
Like, black guys are known to be fun, lay the pipe, and don't really want to stick around. It's a stigma. It doesn't mean it's true. I'm just telling you what the general stigma is. So don't take any of my personal opinions like they're God-given truth. I'm just giving you an observation and stigmas that I have observed. Okay. But with that being said, when you're dating, you know, and I'll speak about some of my kinds of experiences in London as well, but let's just focus on the Latinas. When you're dating Latinas, you want to know the language. You want to understand the language. You have to know the culture, okay? You being a black guy, speaking fluent Spanish will get you all the way in there.
Absolutely. So you're not always on the translator, and they're not always translating back to you, because as you can see, even his body language, looks a little off and not engaged with her. And she's cute. You know, I give her a California Latina 6. I'm not feeling the little tats, but again, anybody can just show up to a country and have girls to act on your videos, especially if you're paying for them.
All the way in there, okay? Now, when I was dating in London, this girl was not Hispanic. She was Pakistani. But her parents were obviously opposed to her dating black guys, right? So it's like, you know, at that point in time, I had dreadlocks. They were pretty neat, pretty kept tidy, stuff like that. If you got to start changing aspects of yourself to try to appease these people, I say don't do that. Like, I'm never for that. I only tell you to be on a higher level than them, but you don't have to change none of your kinds of aesthetics to try to be more fitting to them. I know.
Pause. I think you do. If you are not successful dating Latinas that you find attractive because of your aesthetics, you should change it. You should lose the weight. If you need to get a hair transplant, get the hair transplant. If your teeth are crooked, get them fixed like I'm about to do. If you have dark circles around your eyes that are blatantly obvious and you know this is a setback, fix it. But if you go as is to these countries, understand you will have to pay.
A lot of them prefer clean shaven black dude. Even though right now I am clean shaven, back then I had a point to prove. So I, you know, had the dreadlocks and I was trying to show people even with the dreadlocks, I still got my degree. I'm still working in business. I'm still in corporate. I'm still doing this, X, Y, Z, whatever. Let's focus on the Latinas because I know that's why you guys are here. Okay. So listen, get your bag up. Get your physique right. In some of these videos you guys are seeing me, I'm over 260, 270 pounds. I'm down at 230 right now. We're going to try to coast down to 190, 200, solid muscle. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that first your health is right. Your money is right. I'm not telling you to trick, but be nice, you know?
And by the looks of it, you are tricking right here. Let's just be factual, but that's all right. But again, you want to be able to be that guy that can just catch a vibe and not trick. And I don't think you've shown that in any of your videos, including this one.
Get some gifts for the parents. Take care of them here and there, things like that, especially inside a third world country. That'll be easy, bro. $150 randomly every few months will definitely have them loving you. You know what I'm saying? Like that you, when you're navigating this life, you gotta navigate life, relationships, and all things like it's business. Don't take things personal because humans and their nature, you know, if you're waiting for people to show you as much genuine love as you show other people, you're gonna be disappointed. Okay. So I know this video is getting kind of long. I try to keep these videos under 15 minutes. But yeah, so that's it. Just be better than your competition, be much well put together, really learn the language, learn the culture, and don't be afraid to teach them language and teach them culture. You know what I'm saying? And show the pride in being a black man. Okay. There's pride in it. There's pride in it. You know what I mean? We got reggae. We got hip hop. We got Afro beats. These are the things that they're jamming to at the parties, having fun to, right? Okay. So they need to be able to embrace that side of us and understand that there's beauty in that. And it's okay to come in and mix with us, the black man, the original man. Okay. So be black and be proud. Even if whoever you're dealing with wants to be racist or say racist things to you. You know, it's happened to me with some girls out there in Colombia. It's happened to me with some guys out there in Colombia, right? It's foolishness. It's just ignorance. You know what I mean? You got to just show them that we're better than that. Simple as that. But I'm going to give you the sweet gems right now. In the next 20 to 50 years, most women are going to prefer black men.
I don't know about that. But again, this story narrative to what we're seeing right here, it's not connecting. Two Latinas, you're talking about being black and proud and how women desire black men. These girls are not desiring you, brother. This looks like a transactional setup for you to enjoy their company. And I think in this video, that's what you should have focused on your talking point. In this video, he's going to give another narrative about dating as a black man in Colombia. I want you guys to pay close attention to the women, the body language, the atmosphere as I break down this video. Let's check it out.
Going to Colombia has been on your mind, huh? Or maybe you're just a little bit frustrated with how dating is where you currently are. Perhaps it's a mixture of both. Maybe you've seen all these videos, but you're still questioning it. If going to Colombia is something that you should give a try.
Yes, I'm definitely questioning. I'm questioning the women. I'm questioning if guys are really having success. I'm questioning, are these girls paid to date you? There's a lot to question about as we're watching your content. And I'm also questioning this girl here, even though she's a cutie. What is she? Let's continue.
Don't worry. I'm here to help you navigate. So first things first, I just want to jump into it straight up. If you're coming from the West, more than likely you're coming from the West. That's why you came to Colombia. Something that you need to know off the rip is that you are in a third world country. It doesn't look like a third world country, but financially, compared to the GDPs to other countries, you are in a third world country. So keep this in mind as you're going around and navigating. Here's where a lot of dudes get messed up when they come to Colombia. When they come to Colombia and they meet a really nice girl, whether they met her off of Bumble, Tinder, or met her outside, they immediately are pursuing love.
Stop right there. I think a lot of guys that are going to Colombia, meeting girls off of dating apps, they're trying to find love, and unfortunately, they're getting scoped in the process. Not too many guys have been successful finding love in Colombia. There's been a few, but they're hoping to meet local women that are genuinely interested in them. So yes, they are pursuing love or a nice casual encounter. But let's see what he has to say.
But what you don't really seem to realize about love is that love is a luxury in a country where people are not needy. Love, or loving somebody simply because the connection was there, is a first world asset. It's a first world trait.
I disagree. People love each other no matter what the country is. First world, second world, third world. It's a mutual feeling, and people that love each other want to help one another. And that caring is a feeling that is very special.
In a third world country where you're coming from somewhere that is well, well, well better off, most of the women that you're interacting with are looking to gain some kind of resource from you. And a lot of men are in denial about this as they're on their conquest for love.
I don't think men are in denial that when you take care of a beautiful woman, she wants to make sure that if she's going to commit to you long term, yes, your resources have to be there. But in exchange for that, men are looking for a feminine, submissive woman that is going to be a girl that they can potentially have a long-term relationship or a family, and that will commit to them. So it's an equal exchange here. Let's continue. And we're at a fried chicken restaurant with a lovely, beautiful Colombian girl. Mm.
But as somebody who has been to Colombia a few times, I'm here to walk you through what it's like dating, and specifically what it is like dating like a Black man or as a Black man in Colombia. There's a seductive and sweet, wonderful smell that's on these Colombian women. And as you start navigating, you'll probably realize that these women smell amazing. There's almost zero stench coming from most of these women as they're in a hotter.
Right off the bat, the body language is not looking good. Texting Juan, texting Jorge, texting the boss. Why is this guy taking me out to a fried chicken restaurant? Typical brother. We notice the chain here, not sexy. Let's continue.
Climate. The hair is longer. They're dressed nice. They're dressed to be exposed. And if you're noticing all of these things, you'll probably have also noticed that you're probably not around regular locals, but you're around working women. And
stop. Again, dating in Colombia. Look where we're at. Look at the atmosphere. Freelancers. This is dangerous waters here. Should men be flying to Colombia to date women who solicit their services to men?
This is the one of the top professions in Colombia is being a working freelancing woman. And for YouTube's sake, I have to break this down as if this is a documentary and use proper words and terminology so that we don't get demonetized or deplatformed. But yes, you are around working women. Working women and the culture of Colombia is for them to uphold beauty. And in exchange for beauty is how they're able to finance themselves and keep themselves afloat, is by being as seductive and as beautiful as they possibly can. Remember this as you're navigating this dating atmosphere.
Why should men go to Colombia and date working women? It's one thing to have your fun and experience that girl at that time, but to date in this context that you're presenting to us, why should men waste their resources in doing this?
That is new for you, where the women are way more feminine, friendly, nice, and attracted and into you. Because resources rules all in the dating world, but it especially rules all in the dating world when you're in Colombia.
Yes, he is right about that. You can go to places where the women are freelancers, and there's hundreds of them at these type of establishments, and resources rule all. However, there are men that have more resources than you. So you can be in a situation where I want your table and I want the hookah, not hooker, hookah, okay, right here on the table, and they'll overpay for that. And the women here, they are here to solicit themselves, not to genuinely meet guys and date. That is the problem. Let's continue.
In Colombia, you don't want to fight against the grain because you'll be doing your thing.
So what he's basically saying, do not try to date local women. Go to Colombia, spend your time trying to date freelancing girls. Is this the new trend of dating that the Passport Bros should participate in? Let me know in the comment section right now.
You are a foreigner. You have resources compared to most of the women that you're going to run into. They're after your resources, especially if you are a Black man. You are very different from what she's grown up with and what she is accustomed to. She's looking at you the way Black men are being presented on YouTube and on the internet as being flashy and having money. Even if you don't come across that way, it's going to be her immediate thought, especially if you are from America.
And you're playing right into that narrative. You got the shades on. You got a gold chain. flashy. This girl here was wearing your chain earlier. So I don't think you're doing yourself any justice by fitting the stereotype.
If you're in Colombia and in conversation with a Colombian, she'll ask you, where are you from? De donde eres, right? But is she asking you this because she's genuinely curious about where you're from? No, she wants to know what country you come from so that she can estimate how cheap or non-cheap that you're going to be with her, right? And now you're going to say, well, that's probably just because she's a working woman. No, my friend. It's not only because she is a working woman, because even if it's pay for play up front or it's pay for play on the back end, it's going to be pay for play no matter what. And what I see,
that's just the problem. Why would you date working women or have any type of form of relationship? Those women of that profession are always going to ask for money. But you're doing this in hopes of you can establish some type of relationship, whether it's short term or long term. And that's the danger that I'm telling you, you do not want to do.
A lot of men run into is when they meet a beautiful Latina that's feminine, submissive, and all about him, and she doesn't ask for money up front, you think you found yourself a girlfriend. But truth be told is that she's going to work you and work you and work you because she's going to play the game. And then suddenly, boom, a situation comes up where she's in dire need of your help. She's been giving you her body, being submissive to you, doing all these things for you. But now there's a grandma that's sick. There's a child that needs to get rushed to the hospital. And she just does not have the money to take care of this. So who does she turn to as her light and savior? To reach that deep savior complex that all of us have. You. You're going to foot that bill. You're not going to think much of it. Or maybe you do think much of it. You know, maybe you're fighting against your consciousness. Oh, she's poor. She doesn't have a lot. You know, I can help her. She really needs my help. I want to support her. Yes, my friend. She's asking for help from you. For help that she probably is not going to ask for the local Colombian or Venezuelan man that's living in Colombia. And this is called playing the long game. The game, though they don't play too long. The game is never going to last more than 30 days if she's not getting what it is that she wants from you. Because you need to understand something, like I have said before. You're a man who is an outsider and you have resources, at least more resources than what she has and the other people that are around her. It would be foolish of her to not try to extract resources from you while you are getting to enjoy her love, her company, and her beautiful body, right? And this is what dating is when you're in Colombia. Truth be told, it is pay for play, whether you're paying up front or you're paying on the back end.
There are women that are into men because they genuinely like them. And there are also women that are into men that want to have a good encounter. And then you have women that are into men solely for those resources. And if you know these things, why do you choose to deal with women that solely only want you for money? Those are gold diggers. Those women are prepagas. And now we are on a platform, we're encouraging men. This is the dating norm in Colombia. And this is where QB disagrees.
And there's a lot of nuances into this, because what people don't seem to realize about Colombia is Colombia does not practice hookup culture. That is something that is a completely Western thing, where you're completely into a girl, she's into you, you guys hook up, you know, with very little kind of attachment, because truth be told, she doesn't need you. But the situation changes when you go to a third world country. And in general, when you have the resources, even in a first world country, the situation is never going to just be love, but it's going to be out of, you know, trying to extract resources. And I think men need to understand more of how this game works as they climb up the financial ladder. When you go to Colombia, you are experiencing life as a rich man, because you really are a rich man inside of a third world country. And you can get all these beautiful women and source from all these beautiful women, but they always want something from you. Even the ones that act like they don't want anything from you, they want something from you. Because they know how to play the game. They run into way more foreigners than you run into Colombian women.
And that's where I disagree with Homies Hub. You can go to places in Colombia, such as Medellin and Cartagena, and make the conscious decision to not deal with freelancers, women that sell themselves to men, and have a good time and hook up and potentially find love. But because of his experiences, he wants to project that to you, that this is the norm of dating in Colombia. And that's where I disagree. But you guys let me know. All right, so we got a video, Homies Hub, in Medellin, Colombia, Club 7. And I believe this is a club that closes at 7. It's an after-hours spot. But the women who attend this club specifically are very questionable. But don't take it for what my word is. Let's take a look at the footage and let me know what you guys think.
But we have all these thumbs up. What are we doing?
Yo, bro, did they close this shit already?
Yeah, close. 7, close at 7. Hola. Show like the camera. No, me gusta chicas, te gusta live. No, okay. What's up?
Sí.
Come on. No.
Okay.
Sí, look. Solo me.
¿Cuánto?
22.
Okay.
22 personas.
Okay.
Sí. What's up? Come on.
I did not pull out a translator. I pulled out her WhatsApp and put my WhatsApp in her phone.
Okay. That's fine. I'm phone. Okay.
No, no, no. Enter. She's trying to come offline to get a WhatsApp.
I don't know. Yeah.
No. Let's stop here. I know survival Spanish. I'm not Latino Spanish, bro. Instagram.
Okay.
Come on. Talking in Spanish is definitely what it is, but it works. No translator yet. Guys, I came outside at 5 o'clock. I didn't party all night. I was sleeping. I'm just here for content. But the club's starting up. Yo, she nosy, but she don't want to be on the live. Nosy as fuck. Don't take this stuff. See. It's for loco. One. See. Right now, they're trying to find any victims. I never said don't pull chicks after AM. I said don't be in sketchy areas after 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. where there is no police presence. It's 6 o'clock in the morning and there's police. We are good, bro. Trust me. I'm following my advice. I don't always follow my advice, but most of the time I follow my advice. You pull chicks after 2 a.m., bro. That's how you gonna get them for nothing. You pull chicks after 2 a.m., bro. That's how you gonna get them for nothing. I got the bunions on her though. She got some bunions.
Mucho gusto.
Excuse me, blah, blah, blah. Video is okay or no?
Video. Please.
We're managing. Hola, okay.
¿Dónde eres?
¿Dónde eres?
De acá, Medellín.
Okay.
Sino que es el número de República Dominicana.
Sí.
Pero soy de acá, Medellín.
Okay. ¿Dónde vives?
Roledo.
¿Dónde?
A 20 minutos de acá.
Ok. Va.
¿Cómo fue?
If you want to get a local, you got to go to where the local's at. And if you don't want...
I'm not going to lie, I want to find another after party too. But it's probably going to be one of them 24-7 clubs. Look.
So there you have it. Homies Hub, after hours club, where the women are obviously working. And this is dating, meeting women in these venues. You're seeing it in real time. And not only that, he's telling you, hey, I'm getting these girls on the low because they have no other choice and they're in need. But you can clearly see the man is still going home alone. Passport bros, is this the type of time that we are on? You guys will preach to me and say, QB, I get straight to the point when I go pee for pee. But I'm telling you, look, it is still work. You still got to go out. You got to find the one that you like. You got to negotiate. And even that is still not a guarantee. You can still go home alone. And that's what we just witnessed here. Let's continue. All right, in this final video of Homie Sub, this is one of the women that he was able to have a date with in his 45-day stay in Colombia. Now, we have to take it for what it's worth. Most likely, she is a working girl. But again, the body language. And if you are taking out these type of women on dates, it shows that you want companionship. And a lot of these guys like him, they do. They're not getting companionship with women. And so they're willing to pay for working women to have that companionship. Instead of focusing on self-improvement and trying to make yourself more attractive and appealing to women. So therefore, they will give you companionship without paying. Let's go.
Hey,
Vamos, Dania. Sí. She's scared of me alive.
So, a lot of you guys know I used to be like a really overweight guy, and I had to make a change in my appearance because my health and also the treatment that I got from women. The hairline was definitely a great start. The dress attire, even the beard, and obviously the weight loss, and I'm continuing on my 2-year self-improvement journey on looks maxing. And I'm so happy to share that with you guys and break that down. But before I break that down, we're gonna watch one more clip, the last one of Homie Sub exercising. And you guys, you gotta put in work. This workout is unacceptable. I mean, we're lifting, I think 15 pound plates on each side, and we're not even going hard in the gym. This is being lazy. I mean, what are we squatting here? The form is bad. And this is no weight. We're probably burning 30 calories, if that. Some of you guys are like, well, QB, this is the start to his weight loss journey. I understand, but we got to go a lot more intense. Personally, he needs to pay for a gym membership. Again, you can go to a Smart Fit in Medellin, Colombia and pay about $15 to $20 a month and go to any gym in Latin America. Now, I believe he's doing a stretch, but like a bicep curl. You actually should do weights instead. When I go to the gym, I like to break a sweat. This exercise here, I'm not understanding his routine whatsoever. And we're just doing this for the camera. We're doing it for the clout. But what are you really gaining here? And these weights here, this is no weight. These flies here, you got to get some more weight. If you're trying to build muscle, you need to lift heavy. This is going through the motions. I'm here to say that, look, I'm working out, I'm exercising, I'm supposedly doing the work, but there has been little to no impact in your body definition. You still look the same. So don't cheat yourself. Hire a personal trainer that is paid to help you lose weight and gain muscle. Just like how you hire women to be in your videos and date and give you companionship, you can do that with a personal trainer and probably get better results. You gotta run, brother. This guy here, I'm gonna be honest, he needs to run about 2 miles a day. In Colombia, you can do hikes, Guadalupe. There are trails there. There are parks. That's where he needs to be. If you want to get a quick 25-minute workout at the facility, at the Airbnb, okay, I get it. But this is obviously a workout that did nothing for him. But let's continue. As you guys know, I don't like to talk about it. I like to be about it. So a lot of people ask, what the hell is looks maxing? But it's basically a term to improving your self-appearance through body skincare routines, as well as exercises. In the past 2.5 years, I've been going through a looks maxing journey, and I'm going to continue to do so throughout the remainder of my life. And I've come to find out that it has been a return on my investment. And my girl really appreciates that. And that's where I'm trying to influence you guys to go on a looks maxing journey. So when you're going to these foreign countries, you are seen as a desirable man rather than a man for his resources. And it's no coincidence that women are attracted to guys that are fit with muscles. They get sexually aroused. Improving your physique is the most natural way to attract women. So not only you're getting healthier as a man, but you're making yourself more attractive. And so to me, looks maxing is a win-win situation.
You know, gotta get in shape, Rosarito. You know, gonna work on these abs. You know, gotta get this right.
Again, guys, you don't have to be the most strongest dude when it comes to gaining muscle and hitting the gym, but you wanna have a lean built as much as possible. and I think you can control that through intense exercises and dieting. So far, I've lost weight, I gained a decent amount of muscle, and I want to continue to maintain that. There's definitely a lot of room for improvement with myself, and I'm going to hold myself accountable as I continue to exercise hard and stay disciplined, so therefore I can have the results that I desire to have. Now, I have been continuing my journey into fixing my teeth. So far, I have removed about 20 cavities. I have a dentist in Mexicali that's doing work on my teeth, and I see them basically once every 2 weeks. Braces are coming soon, and I want to have a good smile, white teeth, straight teeth. So not only dental work, but I get a radioactive facial treatment, and this helps to clear your face. It also helps with the skin cells and reducing wrinkles as we age. And I do this routine once every 3 months because facial attractiveness matters. You're losing weight, you have good skin, women will appreciate that. And so you guys should have a skincare routine, and you want to have a good look when you're stepping out. Even here on YouTube, I try to establish a decent look, and the skincare helps. I don't want to be that guy getting the dark circles, okay? Not knocking anyone, but if things like that are noticeable, acne, dark circles, you should get it treated, especially in a place where it's not that expensive to do. And having that skin treatment, women do appreciate it. You know, for melanated men, black men, all we need is just a little bit of maintenance, and that goes a long way when you are trying to track younger women, foreign women, or just women in general. Next we have is dieting. You guys need to eat healthy, stay away from foods that are processed, carbs. I like to grill between beef, seafood, and I use my grill pretty much on a daily basis. Whole foods, I stay away from carbs and sugars, and I have veggies as well. It's a lot healthier, and it helps you to gain muscle. Carbs, you're building up, and they turn into sugars. Sugars turn into fat. You build up a lot of estrogen, and it does not help you in losing weight. I'm going to be quick here on the fashion tip, but women in Mexico love the cowboy hat. My girl appreciates it. It's part of the culture. I don't wear fitted hats no more, so find what fits the norm and you feel comfortable with, but fitted clothes, cowboy hat, you're going to do well out there. So like I said, it's not easy being disciplined, working out, and that's why I have other friends that motivate me in the gym, and we motivate each other. And so iron sharpens iron. This is one of my homies that lives in Santa Marta, and because of his results hitting hard in the gym, you see him with beautiful ladies out there, Baron Kia, dancing, catching a vibe, good energy, and he's using his body as a strength with the muscles, dating local women, having fun. Look at him, bicep curl with two girls. If you guys are a single dude and you want to see a successful bachelor in Colombia, check out Marco the Explorer. He's been on my channel. He's going to come back again. But this guy has amazing content, and he dates the local women in Colombia. He's been to other countries, and his content is universal. No matter where he goes, he has success with the local women, catching a vibe, having fun, and meeting girls' genuine interest, whether it's on dating apps or going out for social circle. This is what you guys need to strive and become. But again, understand the difference between a content creator like him and then a content creator like the Homies Hub.
Bad boy?
Bad boy, bad boy.
I'm in my bad boy era.
Come on,
you can have
my hand
out. This is bad.
I'm crazy.
Ethical, ethical, energetical. You hear that? I got the
energy of a dog.
Look, guys, it's not a secret. The more you improve on your appearance, the better results you're going to have with women overseas. And if you want to date, you do not have to deal with freelancing women in red light districts. You can go to other places throughout the world and have success. But it's all going to start with you focusing on yourself and holding yourself accountable and living in reality. All these guys that have opposition towards me are dudes that are a little on the heavier side and that are coping with reality. Young women like men that are decent looking and that can provide for them long term. And they're not going to ask you for any money up front and to meet them every time you have a great experience. I hope this motivates you to have a good understanding of the potential that you can gain in dating women overseas by self-improving and not tricking.